It's another Saskatchewan Quickie. From his home office at the back of the barn in Tufnell, here's Quick Dick McDick.
Back out to Tufnell we go with a man who's feeling like an absolute champion right now. Seating is done, I understand.
Oh, Benny, we got done. I don't want to be that guy that's bragging we're done. I know there's people out there still going, but I felt like Balboa at the end of Rocky. You know, I was jumping up and down in the ring looking for Adrian. Adrian never came, go figure. But, you know, there's another thing that I got to deal with, though. Now everyone's like, oh, well, you just set the cruise control for the summer. You're like, no, actually what happens now is we go back to dealing with some cow things in between our first pass of spraying, right? And I never understood in my life, like, what it was like when parents would come and they'd drop their kids off for the day at school, you know? They'd be like, okay, we'll see you later. Like, I never understood the feeling that they got when they left until I got cows. And then now it's like when I take them to pasture after we've been feeding them all winter, and then you drop them off and you're like, okay, we'll see you in a week. I'll come and check on you and see how they're doing. Is that the feeling of joy that my parents got when they dropped me off at school? Like, they were low-key pretending they were going to miss me, but deep down inside they were like, see you later. I can't wait to not see you for the rest of the day.
Well, you know, I don't want to really elaborate too much because it's kind of a best-kept secret amongst all the parents that are out there.
Well, I'm mortified that my mom and dad would not level with me, that they were low-key super happy that I was going to be out of their hair for a little while so they could actually do things that mattered to them and not just focus on us, Ben. I feel like I've been cheated on.
Well, you know, just keep thinking that you're Rocky Balboa over there. Don't think too much into it. And I'm guessing you've pounded back about 6 raw eggs now, just getting your training session in over there.
I guess that'll be the next step. But to those people that are phoning me when my cows are out, thank you for keeping an eye on them.